You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is November 7th, 2023, and I am MP Holmes. Lodging homes are on the way in Kitchener, but at Monday night's council meeting, council took the opportunity to defer the motion until March 2024. At last week's council meeting on October 30th, a motion to approve lodging homes across the city and without a minimum distance provision was deferred when Councillor Bill Ioannidis wondered if a pilot study would be a good idea and if fourplex apartments are a better option overall to increase affordability. Delegate Phil Marfisi responded to those questions.
Lodging homes are not always perfect, but they are necessary. The case for facilitating lodging homes more broadly, along with evidence of their greater affordability, has been made by a plethora of organizations interested in housing rights. The very fact that our low supply, high demand housing market makes all forms of housing more expensive than they would otherwise be does not negate the relative affordability of lodging homes. This makes them more important to include as part of our housing continuum to address part of this shortage. Fourplexes are good, but it is also important to allow for an even greater diversity of housing types to reflect the diverse needs our community has and the different types of housing landowners might want to create. Lodging homes often do not require a new build and thus can be created more easily out of existing stock housing stock with upgrades. We were concerned to hear an idea at the Planning and Strategic Initiatives Committee to have this possibly be considered as a pilot project. We wonder what this would mean in practice. Would the city only support allowing lodging homes as of right in some areas or only over a specific time frame? We're concerned that a pilot project does not meet the urgency of the moment or fully take advantage of the 4 years of resident and staff time invested in this initiative. Regardless, we worry that the immediate importance of allowing much-needed housing stock on the grounds of affordability and human rights would not be fully captured if this route was chosen.
Another delegate, Lynn Intini, described who lives in lodging homes.
Many stay in lodging homes when they might otherwise be homeless because they are much more affordable and offer greater variation in tenure. In a local survey of out-of-the-cold participants, 61% had stayed in a lodging home within 5 years of the survey. There are many of us, single people, those who are leaving a relationship, people seeking community in their living arrangements, those who are first in their family to move to Canada, and anyone new to a city trying to land a stable job. People with visible and invisible disabilities, like myself, which may mean we have unstable finances. We are some of the people living in lodging homes.
Intini also described how lodging homes align and adhere to the City of Kitchener's official plan.
Allowing lodging homes as of right citywide is part of the Housing for All strategy, which the City of Kitchener recently reaffirmed in its municipal housing pledge. Number one on the list of best practices for the Housing Accelerator Funds is end exclusionary zoning. We haven't ended exclusionary zoning if we haven't allowed lodging homes as of right. We know the Ontario Human Rights Commission views minimum separation distances and other zoning restrictions on lodging homes as being discriminatory or having discriminatory impacts.
The lodging house bylaw was sent back to staff last week, and council was informed on Monday night that the bylaw will be back in front of them in March 2024. Councillor Davey moved to defer the lodging house motion, as nothing would be able to be enacted until the bylaw was ready anyway.
It's become quite apparent that we do actually have limited ability to act in this space, and I understand that all municipalities, frankly, in Ontario, will be going in this direction. So I would just like to be clear that it is my intention, for those that appeared in favour of it, that I absolutely will be supporting this eventually, but I do think it's important to make sure that we have all the options before us. It wouldn't be happening ahead of time in any event. So I think it only makes sense to have this coming back timed with the bylaw that lists all the criteria we may want to tweak in order to make this as safe and healthy as possible.
Councillor Jason Duneau agreed and said that by deferring, more research can be done into the issue.
When staff bring back their report on licensing and short-term rentals and bylaws and everything that encompasses that, I think that's the appropriate time to look at every single one of those components, because I think they're all intertwined. I agree with the deferral as well.
Whether or not council takes the opportunity to expand the lodging house bylaw to include long-term or short-term rental bylaws have not been determined. Three councillors were absent from Monday night's meeting, Councillor Ayo Awadani, Councillor Debbie Chapman, and Councillor Aisling Clancy. Councillors Chapman and Clancy were both not at council, but rather at their own campaign events for the recently announced Kitchener Centre provincial by-election on November 30th. For CKMS News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm MP Holmes. Thank you for listening.